It's time for It Says in the Papers with Caroline Murphy.
It's another wet morning, with Irish Water getting a fair bit of attention. It makes the lead in the Irish Independent, Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Sun. The Examiner leads with a job which, it says, is still to be filled there. Irish Water has finally started a hunt for a data protection manager, we're told, months after it started the process of demanding and recording customers' PPS numbers. The Independent, meanwhile, leads on those who are already working there and on their bonus structure. Irish Water has agreed to cut controversial bonus payments, says the piece, but only by 4%. We're told that while workers there are in line to receive a maximum of up to 15% of salary, a further 4% payment, which applied to those who far exceeded expectations, has been axed. The story says the move comes amid continued public opposition to charges and with weekend marches planned across the country. And this is the aspect picked up on by The Sun. The headline there is Boiling Point, with the subheadlines Mass Protest to Rock Government, Ministers We Made Mess. In the story, Declan de Bredon says the government has conceded it might have to row back on planned water charges, and he quotes Minister Alex White, "We've learned lessons. I don't think this project is ready." It's almost ready for its board to be merged with that of Arvia, however, and what will happen to directorships then makes the front of the Irish Times. Irish Water and Arvia directors to reapply for jobs when boards merge is the headline on a piece there. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with what it says a minister believes we will and indeed do have the right to know about those directors. Leo Varadkar says the public has a right to know how qualified and suitable directors of Irish Water are for their positions, says the story there. For its lead story, though, The Times goes with some good news for those who were subject to public service pay cuts. Howling to begin unwinding legislation on pay cuts is the headline. Stephen Collins says that the minister yesterday secured the agreement of his cabinet colleagues to delete a key section of the emergency legislation that underpinned them. Also on the front of The Times this morning, more on the Maria Cahill case. Kenny willing to meet IRA investigators is the headline. We're told that Taoiseach has written to Gerry Adams saying he is willing to meet the four people named in the Spotlight programme about Ms Cahill's ordeal and not anybody else. Otherwise this morning there's plenty about the farmers. Farmers claim gains in bitter beef price row is the headline on the piece of the front of The Independent. And on the front of The Examiner there's a piece about Google developing a pill which, when we swallow it, will go through our bloodstreams searching for signs of cancer. But finally this morning, searching for signs of who will play Croke Park. Both The Examiner and Independent have stories about the rumour mill, which apparently went into overdrive yesterday at the news that a single big gig for 2015 will be announced tomorrow. Might be One Direction, says The Independent. It might be The Script, it might be AC/DC, we don't know. But what we do know, according to the headline on The Examiner, is that we can relax, because it says the Croker headliner is not Garth Brooks.
Thank God for that. It was my first concern last night when I heard it. Caroline, thank you for that.